On to item 11, miscellaneous.
I was going to do it after, so that way staff doesn't have to be here.
All right.
11A, staff report. Gail, any? Tim Price, of course.
One quick update for the board. We previously notified the board that Paulson's real estate team is going to spin out as an independent company. They have completed the spin out now. Same team managing the funds. Paulson, obviously in the news, had some struggles kind of maintaining the size of our hedge fund business and shrinking the business, so the real estate team lifted it out. So you'll see a new name in the quarterly report, starting in the third quarter, it'll be Cross Lake Capital now. But still, Michael Barr is the portfolio manager, still maintaining the portfolio. Nothing else changes on the implementation side.
Okay, thank you.
Me? Just a couple of things. One, the CAFR that's in your packet, it's behind the Brian Armstrong item on agenda item 5. That's getting submitted as well as our PAFR, the popular annual financial report, are both going to GFOA this week to apply for their certificate of achievement as we've done in past years. So I wanted to mention that. Also, contribution rates are changing as of July 1. We made a mention of it in the newsletter to members, as well as doing a mention on our website, and they can click on it and it directs them to the calculator so they can look and put in their tier and see what their rate's going to be as of July 1. So we did do that notice to members. Also, our Robert Cottle, who has been our vocational expert, has notified us that he's terminating the contract with us. So we are looking, we're going to be evaluating some other vendors, which we'll be bringing back to the board at a future meeting for approval.
Did he indicate what reason?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
For cause?
He's restructuring his business.
And he wants to reduce his client base? It's an interesting restructuring idea.
Yeah, so.
But that's it? It wasn't?
There wasn't anything.
Had to do with Cicero?
Yeah, no. Nothing was indicated.
Huh.
And that's all I have.
Okay.
Gail, when will the CAFR be on the website?
Soon. It's on our website now under the board packet. It is on there, but as a separate link.
Right.
I would anticipate next week, probably.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, or tomorrow.
I don't know if I should keep the paper copy, but it'll be.
Yeah, it'll be on there tomorrow. Once you guys see it, then it goes on the screen. So if not, later today, definitely.
Are you printing our copy?
We are.
When's the CAFR going to be on our website?
Will the board get a copy?
The board will be receiving our hard copy.
What about the estimates?
Okay, item 11B, outside professionals. I don't see any remaining.
No.
So item C, trustee comments.
I'm sorry, real quick. I think you mentioned that the estimates for active employees for their retirement, that's going to come out in August?
Oh, the annual member statements? Or, yeah, out in August, yeah.
Talking about rates or?
Well, about what people can expect to get when they, you know.
The member statement, you know, the member statements it has, you know.
Usually that comes out sooner, doesn't it? Or is it?
You know, it varies year to year, but I think last year it was around July to the August timeframe.
August 3rd they mailed last year.
Yeah, last year it was August 3rd that they mailed.
Any idea why it's being put out to August? I think a lot of people look forward to that for, you know, at least by June, July.
Yeah, so last year it was August also. I know prior years it's been a little earlier. We did have some data issues that we had to resolve with the county that, you know, and I mentioned that to the board earlier, not earlier today, but earlier in the year, that we had some issues because of the PeopleSoft update. There were some data issues that we had to work on, and it kind of put some projects a little bit on the back burner for a short time. So that was part of it for this year. But it's our goal to move that up a little bit sooner next year. But yeah.
Okay. Under trustee comments, I'd just like to say, in terms of the CAFR, this is an excellent looking document. I've seen some that are just, you know, straight straight out of Word and what have you. The amount of work that I can only imagine goes into this is tremendous, and it's a document that we all can be proud of, so congratulations to you and all the staff who works on it.
Thank you.
Looks great. Yeah, my compliments on this as well. I always look forward to this, and every year, Henry, I thank you and you, Gail, for doing this. It's a great reference for actives and retirees who want to know what we do and what goes on. I always refer them to it. I don't know if it's possible, but a paper copy like this, I think, would be great if we could give it to people who ask for it. And it wouldn't, I don't think it would cost us like the hard copies. And so I would like us, if it's possible, to provide that to people. I have retirees when I go to retiree functions who ask about what's going on, and I can, if I had a couple of these I could pass out at those, it would really make it a lot easier for me, and it would also educate them. Interesting one note of interest, I always look to see how many actives there are and how many retirees there are.
The opposite.
And we're still okay. There's 10,000 something, you know,
active, 9,
and there's 9,000 something retirees.
A while there was,
but it's tipping.
A while there was even.
And the other thing that was interesting to me is how many people are retired more than 30 years. That was like, yeah. Wow, I think there's like 350, 400 people that are retired longer than 30 years at that. And I was like, whoa.
They're not alive and well.
So, as they say, we grow older and we grow, and so they keep collecting longer. Got to keep making money.
We're sending them letters.
Yeah, and we're sending them letters. Are you still here?
Any other trustee comments? Okay, seeing none, I will move into closed session. We'll stay in this room. Gail, I don't think it's...